You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. At the annual Western Michigan University China Festival next Saturday, you can see people perform with one of the oldest toys in the world, the yo-yo. Historians believe the yo-yo may have originated in China, and though they're not exactly sure how old the toy is, researchers at Yale say yo-yos are depicted on some ancient Greek vases dating back as far as 500 BC. High school junior Jack Liu is the director of the Yo-Yo Club at the Kalamazoo Chinese Academy, a nonprofit that teaches Chinese language and culture. Liu doesn't play with the kind of yo-yo we're used to in the United States.
So pretty much a Chinese yo-yo, you have two separate sticks, one in each hand, and then a string running from each stick in the middle. So you have a stick in your right hand, a stick in the left hand, and then a string connecting both in the middle. And then the actual yo-yo itself, think of it almost as an hourglass, but tipped on its side.
The Chinese yo-yo isn't attached to the string, so you can do tricks like throwing it up in the air and catching it, passing it from player to player, or even juggling multiple yo-yos at once.
Just around the leg, around the arm.
Liu says he got into yo-yo after seeing it at a Chinese New Year celebration.
We always like to incorporate it in our Chinese New Year performances because it's one of the more exciting acts, I guess you'd say. A lot of action, a lot of really cool moves that people haven't seen before, so it really gives people a new experience on Chinese culture.
Liu says before he came to the yo-yo club, it wasn't the easiest sport to learn.
I think when I first started, I kind of started with like YouTube videos and just basic online tutorials trying to figure out myself. And without someone teaching me, it was a lot harder to try to just figure out how to spin it in the first place.
Today's yo-yos are usually made of plastic, but the traditional Chinese yo-yos were made of wood.
They actually carved out parts of the insides of the yo-yos to make that kind of, when you spin them, they actually make this bamboo-like sounding noise to them.
That's a YouTube clip of people playing with bamboo yo-yos in a park in Beijing. Mei Lin is the operations manager at the Kalamazoo Chinese Academy. She's also Liu's mom. She says today's yo-yos are more flashy.
These days, the yo-yo looks really cool, and they have all kinds of designs. They even have lights.
Lin says one of the things she likes about the yo-yo is that it's a non-competitive and sometimes collaborative sport.
You know, they teach them physically and mentally, you know, because you have to go through a lot of fails before you can do the one trick. So, you know, it helps them learn and be able to concentrate. And also, this is a very unique heritage for the other Chinese students. And also, you know, it helps to connect our Chinese community.
And the whip catch. Like that.
You can see the yo-yo performance at Western Michigan University's China Festival next Saturday, October 7th. For details, visit the link on our website. For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.